Utah's petroleum refineries aren't legally required to make the super clean Tier 3 fuel, but the state's largest refinery has decided to produce that fuel anyhow in what's seen as an important move for Wasatch Front air quality. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Tesoro leaders say they'll begin cutting the sulfur in the gasoline refined here by two-thirds over the next 4 years. To do it, the company has to add new equipment that will cost around $100 million. Utah native Karma Thompson is vice president of Tesoro's Salt Lake City refinery and a member of the State Air Quality Board.
Everybody's got to do their part, and I saw a huge advantage in Tier 3 gasoline, specifically for this region.
Tier 3 is expected to help clean up the air in northern Utah more than anywhere else in the country, but the federal law allows refiners to average their pollution reductions over all of their U.S. refineries, so the small Utah refineries aren't required to make the low-sulfur Tier 3 gas. Tesoro's voluntary move got a shout-out from Governor Gary Herbert last month, and more kudos are beginning to come in. Cherise Udell is founder of the advocacy group Utah Moms for Clean Air.
The refinery deserves some credit. It's a good investment for them, and it's a good gesture of neighborliness.
State lawmakers have Utah's four other refineries in mind with a bill that would offer tax incentives for making the Tier 3 investment. A bill sponsored by Republican Senator Ralph Okerlund could be up for a vote in the Senate as early as this week. Judy Fays, KUER News.